This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 14, 2009. Confessing our wrongs. The scripture is Psalm 106, verse 6. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. It's easier to say, they sinned, or even, we've sinned, than to admit, I have sinned. We prefer to hide behind a safe wall of general blame, rather than to step up, stand alone, and individually confess our sin. We could read the verse in our psalm for today and keep things fairly safe by saying, we have sinned. We even feel a little more comfortable when we add the phrase, as our ancestors did. Doing so means we're not in it alone, and never were. Saying, I sinned, I lied or acted wickedly, kicks up our confession a notch and makes it more personal. Yet even that is not enough. If we desire a truly healthy relationship with God, we must come to the point of being able to identify our specific wrongs, our particular acts of wickedness. It's healthier to confess the sin of alcohol abuse and thereby clear the way to doing something about it. It's better to confess, I've gossiped, than to simply say, I've sinned. Damaged or alienated relationships experience a more powerful healing when we confess what we've done wrong and plead for forgiveness. Confessing sincerely and experiencing forgiveness will exclaim with the psalmist, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.